a little bit difficult to know kind of what to say to all of us this evening, as we're all at this moment in a bit of shock. And yet, at every moment in life's journey, you and I will always stand before a God who is a completely provident, and who, as we celebrate in the last Sunday of every liturgical year, a God who is the King of all things. We celebrate Jesus Christ, King of the universe, King of all created things. Jesus, who is King, tells us that his kingdom is not ultimately a place that comes, that has its power on this side of the veil of life, but it is a kingdom which endures forever. The kingship of Jesus could never be touched, even by those who would seek to kill him and seek to have mastery over his life. And the kingship of Jesus, of course, is an important aspect not only of his ministry, but an important reminder for every single one of us, particularly in those moments where the clarity of life comes to the fore. And the clarity of our lives, the greatest truths of our lives, come to the fore principally when something really good is happening or when something really bad is happening. And I think in a particular way, when something really bad is happening, that's when things become very crystal. Because when bad things are occurring around us, we come to realize what exactly it is that's important and what actually is of no account. Why did Jesus consider his earthly life seemingly of no account? Because he knows what it means for the earthly life to be passing and for the eternal life to be what is to give dignity, to be what it is that we've been made for, what it is that we strive for. First time that I ever truly had an experience where the clarity of life came to the forefront was when I was 18 years old, and I may have told this story before, I'm sure I have. It was the first time in my life that I ever experienced death in a personal way, because it was the death of the older brother of a classmate of mine who was 21 years old at the time when he passed. And that was the first time that death ever really struck me. And what was so striking to me about the passing of his life, he passed away from brain cancer at 21 years old, was the stark reality of sitting in a pew at a funeral wondering why a 21-year-old man was in a casket and I was sitting in a pew. And it was in those moments that I realized, ah, gosh, what in my life have I been pursuing that really is of no account? And what in my life am I pursuing that is really those things that endure? In God's mysterious providence, all of these things are happening for us now in the moment, not only Christ the King, but also Thanksgiving weekend. Thanksgiving is, hopefully we pray, one of those times as well that we come to understand what it is that truly fills life to the full, what it is that we can't actually do without. And what that typically is that we come to understand is the relationships that we have with each other, and we pray that those relationships are good and holy. And when those relationships are strained, perhaps, or those relationships are struggling, that also becomes a reminder to us of what it is that we really yearn for, what it is that we truly want restored. Because even times like Thanksgiving help us to recall how precious God's true gifts are and how important it is for us to seek those things. You know, it's kind of an interesting thing. Perhaps you guys have experienced this, many of you have, that when we have people who pass away and we speak about them at their funeral and afterwards, and there seems to be this tendency, right, where you're like, oh, you just see the person with rose-colored glasses, right? And we seem to remember all of the best things about that person. And every once in a while, right, you get this, you kind of get this back and forth, either interiorly with yourself or people that you're in conversation with, and you're like, no, you know, like, this person had struggles in their life as well. And for us to be honest, we have to see what was good in their lives and what was bad in their lives. And so some people lament this kind of tendency that we have as humans when we're dealing with death to say, like, no, let's look at the bright side, right? Let's look through rose-colored glasses. And I understand right, both realities, right? It's honest of us to look at someone's life in their passing to see what about them was good and what about them was a struggle and what about them was bad. But you know what? I think that there's something extremely important and extremely truthful about seeing the life of someone through what we would call rose-colored glasses in their passing. Why? Because what was good about them is actually what is most true of them. When you and I live from our goodness, and when we see each other through the lens of each other's goodness, we actually see what God has created. God is the King of all things. And at the very beginning, what did God say about all things he made? It's good. We ought to live from our goodness. That's what it means to be a king in your life. And that's what we lament when we live from our brokenness. We've lost our kingship, but we can always regain that. That's what Jesus calls you to, and me to. And we come to understand that very well when we deal with death, especially sudden death, which nobody plans for. It's a great shock. But we ought to remember. We ought never to be ashamed of remembering what was best in someone. Because that's what God made in them. That's what's most real about them. Most true. And so we honor that. As a parish family today, for a great loss. As I said at the beginning, right, at the beginning of all things, and at the end of all things, and everything in the middle, Jesus Christ is King. And he even brings goodness out of tragedy. And this is a tragedy. That's simply for the Beale family, for Amanda and all of the children. It's a tragedy for every one of us in this community. I don't know what the right way is to go about mourning. We just kind of do it. But one thing is true, and it's that in God's mysterious providence, our brother Andy is seeing in a glorious way what it means for Jesus to be king. As we heard in the gospel, and as later on in the gospel, all the gospels will relate, Jesus is not simply the king over life, but he is also the king over death. And for all of us who believe in the lordship of God and the lordship of Jesus, our death is nothing whatsoever to be afraid of, ever. Our death is simply a passage into receiving the fullness of our participation in the priesthood of Jesus, Jesus the prophet, and Jesus the king. So let us always take not simply moments of great tragedy, but also moments of great joy, times of thanksgiving, moments of great glory in the church's liturgical cycle, Jesus Christ, King of the universe, and allow all of these moments to inform us about what we ought to think about most in each other's goodness, and what we ought to live from in our own hearts, the goodness of the Father in us.